Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Guardado. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Renat. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Alex Diaz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob Scanlon. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field. Puckett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Puckett. Vaughn scores. Nilsson moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Becker. Mieske reaches second base with a double. Nilsson scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renaud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Renaud for the out. Mieske moves to third. One out. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mieske tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball four. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Valentin steals second. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-1 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Becker. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to third. One out. Mike Trombley now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nilsson is walked intentionally. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Scanlon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. Becker moves to second. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renaud is 0 for 1 in the game. Renaud takes first base on ball 4. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett. Throws the ball into Mears, who tags Valentin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Renaud moves to third. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reed. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Reed steals second. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zerillo hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Leoz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Walbeck moves to third. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer moves to third. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mieske takes first base on ball 4. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renaud is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Renaud hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Renaud reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. Mieske moves to third. It's 4-2, Brewers. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mieske scores. Renaud moves to third. It's 5-2, Brewers. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Mack moves to second. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Laos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Mack moves to third. Munoz moves to second. It's 5-3, Brewers. Jose Mercedes now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin strikes out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell fires to first and picks off Seitzer. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Eric Schulstrom now pitching. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Turner Ward now playing center field. Alex Diaz now playing right field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renaud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Renaud hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mack. Renaud reaches second base with a double. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Diaz is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch catches it and throws to second with Mears covering, to double up Renaud. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Fetters now pitching. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Laos takes first base on ball 4. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walbeck strikes out. One out. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Laos moves to third. Alex Cole pinch runs for Chip Hale. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cole. The throw from Renaud and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Laos scores. It's 5-4, Brewers. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cole scores. It's Twins, 5, Brewers, 5. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fetter's knob-lock moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Puckett is walked intentionally. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renaud fires to first and picks off Puckett. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Reboulet now playing shortstop. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Navarro now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards short. Reboulet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo juggles the ball. That's an error on Cirillo. Jeff Reboulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reboulet hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. the Brewers will come to bat. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renaud is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Renaud hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Becker. Renaud reaches second base with a double. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Diaz bunts, foul, towards the mound. Guthrie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Bill Spears pinch hits for Jody Reed. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing shortstop. Jose Valentin now playing second base. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Becker bunts towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Puckett is walked intentionally. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knobloch moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Cirillo strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Munoz strikes out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leos is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Leos hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ward. Leos reaches second base with a double. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leos moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Rabule reaches second base with a double. Leos scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Rick Renaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renaud is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Renaud bunts towards the mound. Aguilera fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguilera covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.